USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeff Bezos is speaking after taking a flight to the edge of space.
It was a perfectly nominal mission. It was so much fun and meaningful, too.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, he blasted off from West Texas this morning. The rift between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Tony Fauci is growing. During a tense hearing on Capitol Hill, Paul suggested Fauci lied to Congress, and Fauci fired back.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you were referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
Gain of function referring to research that gives a virus new capabilities like making it more contagious. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A federal judge is siding with the university when it comes to mandatory vaccines for students.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters in southern Oregon are gaining some ground on the country's largest wildfire. The bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. Meanwhile, the Beckwith Complex fire on the Sierra Nevada mountain range is 88% contained after burning through over 115,000 acres in northern California. The fire center says Montana leads the way with 18 large fires, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some restaurant owners and employees are shocked by the city renewing their COVID-19 indoor mask recommendation. Joe Piro is the owner of the Market Grill Cafe in Las Vegas. He says he's not sure of what's happening, and he thought the whole idea of getting vaccinated is to prevent people from having to wear a mask. Las Vegas resident, entrepreneur, and bar rescue host John Taffer joins Fox News to talk about the impact of these CDC recommendations.
Well, first of all, I can't believe we're still talking about this now, almost a year and a half later. So there's a whole distressing element to it. There's a fatigue, obviously, upon the industry that's very powerful. The Sands, which runs the Venetian, is not forcing guests to do it. They're having their employees mask up again. So the problem, I think, is going to be public response. I think people are over it, Ainsley, and we talked even a year ago that we were concerned it would take a long time for demand to come back. Well, Las Vegas is packed. There's a huge pent-up demand. We're seeing it across restaurants across the nation. We're busy from a revenue standpoint.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is back on Twitter after having her account suspended after Twitter said she posted misleading information about COVID-19. Green tweeting that COVID-19 is not dangerous for people younger than the age of 65 who are not obese and said vaccines should not be required. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.